From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. In addition to seizing full control of the Syrian city of Palmyra on Thursday, the Islamic State forced the retreat of Iraqi government forces east of the Iraqi city of Ramadi. VOA's Carla Babb reports that the Pentagon now sees the fall of Ramadi 4 days ago as a failure in communication.
The Pentagon says the Iraqi commander on the ground in Ramadi ordered a retreat earlier this week as a sandstorm moved into the battle area. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says there was insufficient communication between the U.S.-led coalition and the Iraqi forces on the ground when Islamic State militants laid siege to the city.
Sandstorms did not impact coalition ability to conduct airstrikes. The Iraqi forces in Ramadi believed that because of the weather was the way it was, that they would not be able to receive air power support.
Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
A suicide bomber detonated explosives inside a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia Friday, killing or wounding dozens of people. The blast hit during afternoon prayers at the Imam Ali Mosque in Qatif, located on the east coast of the predominantly Sunni Muslim kingdom. The state-run Saudi press agency confirmed the attack. There have been no claims of responsibility and no confirmation of the number of casualties. Rights group Amnesty International says it has gathered overwhelming evidence that Ukrainian forces, pro-government militias, and anti-government separatists have tortured or mistreated prisoners, describing it as widespread and frequent. Amnesty released a report Friday detailing information from interviews from former captives. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomat says Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya, who have been fleeing poverty and persecution in the country, should have a path to citizenship as a way to help solve the current humanitarian crisis in the region. Quote, the uncertainty that comes with not even having any status is one of the things that may drive people to leave, end quote. This from U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. And he spoke this Friday in Yangon, where he has held talks with Myanmar officials. Predominantly Buddhist Myanmar, also known as Burma, denies citizenship and many other basic human rights to the mainly Muslim Rohingya group. About 3,000 refugees and migrants, mostly Rohingya and Myanmar and Bangladesh, have been rescued or swam ashore in Southeast Asian countries over the past 10 days after being abandoned at sea by human traffickers. President Barack Obama visits one of Washington's most largest synagogues on Friday and is expected to outline his administration's response to the resurgence of anti-Semitism in Europe. Speech at Congregation Addis Israel coincides with a Solidarity Shabbat in which government officials in the U.S. and Europe are going to synagogues to show their support for Jewish communities on both sides of the Atlantic. 70 years after the Holocaust, a number of Jews have left or are considering leaving Europe because they fear for their safety. Jews have been bullied and beaten and were targets of murder in the recent attacks by Islamist militants in Paris and Copenhagen. Kenyan officials say Islamic militants have attacked a village in northeastern Kenya in the same area where militants seized control of a university and killed nearly 150 people last month. Kenya's Interior Ministry said Friday that militants attacked Yumbis Village in Garissa County late Thursday, but were thwarted by security forces after a gun battle. No casualties have been reported. Al-Shabaab militants took control of Garissa University last month in a dawn attack, taking a number of hostages inside university buildings. By the time the siege was over, 148 people were dead, most of them students. Gaza's economy is on the verge of collapse, and its unemployment rate is now the highest in the world thanks to blockades, war, and poor governance. This, according to a new report by the World Bank. The global lender says Gaza's unemployment rate stands at 44%. Even more alarming is the situation of youth unemployment, which soared to more than 60% by the end of 2014, it said. Gaza's unemployment and poverty figures are very troubling, and the economic outlook is worrying. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.